Despite the effort of trailbreakers, Mother Nature has thrown plenty at mushers during the Yukon quest. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, almost every team has arrived with a story about a mishap on the trail.
When Brent Sass came into Dawson, he was so tired he could barely stand. The current front runner said a combination of sleep deprivation and sharp turns made for quite the adventure.
I lost my cooler. I had a dog in a sled and it jumped out. And it was a fiasco.
While he was still in Dawson City, Cody Strafe had to change the plastic on his sled runners for the second time in the race. At some point along the Yukon River, he looked down to find it had completely disappeared.
It was all glare ice and rock, very sharp rock. As we slid around and flew into things, the dogs would go for that rock because they could get more grip on that rock, and then they would drag my sled across.
It wasn't rocks, but wood that caused problems for John Schandelmeyer. As he passed a tree frozen into the river, his sled tipped into it and bent the sled stanchion.
I was wedged on that tree just as tight as you could be. 8 feet of tree sticking out behind me, I'm just skewered. Nothing hurt, no harm done, but stuck, really stuck.
An exhausted Kurt Pirano arrived in Dawson in a chipper mood. He was happy to see the checkpoint after a long day on his snowshoes, breaking trail through drifted snow and jumble ice with Dave Dalton.
We both took the wrong trail. We didn't know we were both there because it was very little visibility. When it lifted, we saw each other. We came up, and then we drove the team through the jumbled ice back on the track.
The rookie New Zealander says his race plan has gone entirely out the window.
I got to be honest, we've had a bit of nearly everything in the first half of this race. So open water, snow, drift, some good hills there. I think we've encountered most of it. We just need a bit of rain and maybe some extreme cold and we'll have it wrapped.
The back of the pack is moving slowly toward Dawson, likely battling heavily drifted snow that fell and blew overnight. The front runners are still chugging along toward Pelly Crossing. They're also likely busting trail through fresh snow. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Dawson City.